Top of the hour, 10 o'clock. This is The Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live in Falcons camp. Falcons training camp, the National Football League. And our team here in a ridiculously cool setup as we've set up here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Remember, Randy and Andy, they'll for sure have a Falcon player coming off the field after practice around noon or so. Also, it'll be the Arthur Smith press conference. We'll get a chance to see and walk around the field. Weather's beautiful if you're coming out to camp. I made the mistake of rolling in here. I think it's the first day of school in Flowery Branch or whatever it was.
It is.
It was It was a hot mess. I got the Ajana because I was behind, like, school buses and carpool and all those things. But we made it here intact, and you should be able to cruise right in here. There's tons of shuttles if you're parking across the street. So this is a spectacular setup for sure, and we are thrilled to be out here. Day number two of the Steakhouse, the name bestowed upon us by radio legend Larry Wax, who you are actually close to him.
Right? I am married to that fabulous gentleman.
I don't think you'd be closer than that.
I'm the luckiest lady in the land, and we were talking about the name of the show, and he goes, "You got to call it The Steakhouse." And I was like, "Thanks, Captain Obvious. I mean, that's a great name."
And nobody I've asked about has said anything other than that's a great name.
I got so many positive comments and calls and texts from everybody, so we're very excited.
Yeah,
so, and I was nervous yesterday. Today I feel like, okay, it's go time. It feels good.
Yeah, it was a little. You got to get used to a new setting.
Yeah,
right?
And waking up.
I think
working.
And waking up. And having to be somewhere. Actually having to have a job for you that was stirring because you've been, mention a couple of quick things. Belly Up to the Bar coming up in a couple of minutes. Hear more from Kirby. Asked about Stetson Bennett's haircut. We'll see how that played. Also, a brand new 30 for 30. I could not be more fired up. I would argue, and we'll hear it in 3 minutes. I would argue that you could not, if somewhere there's a meeting at ESPN in Bristol and somebody goes, we should do a 30 for 30 on him, and the entire room, just like the Steakhouse, went, done. That's the guy. So we'll hear that coming up. I do want to ask you a little bit of a situation. So my daughter, the baby Sophie, the rising senior, she's going to Morgan Wallen last night, which we love.
Oh, I love it.
The problem is all these country music hussies, that the way of all y'all, and I put you in that category,
the way
y'all dress at these concerts.
Yeah, heel-toed, do-si-do, let's go. She have on a little skirt and her cowboy boots and all.
Yeah, like I said, she's got the cowboy hat, she's got the skirt, the boots. Sounds like, first of all, daddy needs to see what's going on in Lakewood in terms of the outfit, right?
Yeah.
But
how are you hard on her with the clothing? I bet Kimberly is your wife.
I mean, listen, they all have the same uniform, the short jean, cut-off jeans. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, jean shorts?
Oh, I know.
Right?
And
the boots. I'm always pulling her blouse off.
Excuse me?
No, I'm just like, you know, like
higher up. Oh, so it's not
up.
Showing her belly or in the boots?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, why are you wearing that? You know?
Yeah, I know these
Like I say, like, stop that.
Yeah.
And I love Morgan Wallen. I'm glad she, but I have to do a wardrobe inspection.
I don't blame you. I think
I
you're being a good daddy. Good job.
Wardrobe inspection.
You got to take off your whiskey glasses.
Yeah. No doubt. So we'll talk more about that. If you don't know our show, I got three kids at 17, 15,
and I
11,
don't. And I don't.
And you don't like children. You don't like kids. So.
Most kids. Your kids are great.
Yeah.
But
you say that to all your friends. I don't like kids. But
let me
kids
tell you something. I went to get a manicure pedicure yesterday, and someone decided that they should bring in their infant in a stroller. And I swear to God, I was like, are you deaf? Because that kid's been crying for over 4 minutes.
Wow.
And I literally was, I'm going to go save the kid.
Did your Zen and your nails and your
Everybody in the salon. And listen, I know this is real first world problems,
yeah.
but. I was like, I'm going to the nail salon not to deal with your kids crying.
Wow.
So somebody,
you know what?
Put that up for adoption.
You know,
and let's move on.
I think next to what's happening in Ukraine, that might be one of the toughest.
Thank
things.
Thank you for understanding what I was going through. I appreciate.
No,
it.
No, I mean the world inflation is high. The
Listen,
Ukraine, I mean there's Brittany Griner stuck in a jail cell.
Sandy was stuck in a nail chair with this kid screaming.
There, I mean, listen.
It was a
you,
tough
no,
Thursday.
No, you have issues. I totally get it. I can totally relate. All right, let's do Belly Up.
What's everyone talking about?
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
Sandra's got it covered as we belly up.
On The Steakhouse.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I think my new favorite player in college football is none other than Stetson Bennett. You want to know why? Because he's in on the joke.
Because nobody's ever been so drunk on Good Morning America.
Well.
That's one of the. Dude, that was like, if anybody's ever been on a trip with their buddies or seen somebody come into work with no sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
That dude went on there. Was it Strahan, I think? Was him and Strahan or Robin Robin?
Oh, it was so fantastic.
Oh, God.
That, I forgot about that happening.
Dude, he hadn't slept a wink, and he could barely speak.
Oh.
And they stuck him on there. Think about it. In Indy, they won at like midnight, 12:30. He's on GMA at like 7:20. He had not slept. He'd probably been drinking dark liquor all night long.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday, they have the players report to camp on Wednesday at Georgia, and they have them hold up a little sign, and they are going to write down your name, your position coach, your jersey number, friends' names, yada, yada, years in the program. So Stetson Bennett listed 74 for years in the program. And so that's why I say, like, he's in on the joke. And also, you know, his locks. He almost got the Dansby hair with the locks.
No, he does. He got beautiful head of hair.
Not anymore. They've all cut their buzz cut. And by all, there's like six or eight of them now, just like dedication.
I don't know what it's about. I certainly, there's several guys more than Stetson that decided to get it. And that goes back a little bit to that lock in and lock out. You know, lock into camp. You got no distractions. Lock out all the noise and all the social media things and get really focused on being the best version of yourself. And
lock in, lock out, locks off. Locks off.
So somebody asked the question, expecting a lighter Kirby Smart. Hey, we're going to talk about, you know, hair. And he literally.
Yeah, that's it. That's a lock in, lock out thing. That's a lock. Like, what? Yeah, I know. It's another example. It's like, okay, not playing. I get it.
I know. Like, that's a Sandra question right there. And I've been like, and it's so cool. They cut their hair in 74. And Kirby's like, I am not dealing with your nonsense right now. Like, let's move ahead.
And okay.
You have to know.
Yeah. Y'all, 30 for 30, it's go time.
I realized quickly that basketball was the most perfect game of all. It's very much like drinking tequila. All you have to do is wait for the opening tip. You wait for the opening sip, and then you're on your way.
Y'all, the next 30 for 30 is Bill.
I'm going to tell you this. You gave Derek Jeter, I don't even know, 6-8 episodes? Like, I get the Michael Jordan. It's almost what I say about streaming services. Like, every series doesn't have to be eight episodes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they gave Jeter, the captain. And I've watched it. And by the way, it's entertaining. It was on last night, another two episodes. But he doesn't need 6 or 8. It could have been a Derek Jeter documentary. Michael Jordan's the only guy that should get 8. Bill Walton's life, his career, his history, his family, his broadcast, what he stands for, following the dead, being there with John Wooden.
Yep.
You know, the entire history of Bill Walton and what he represents.
And listen to this, y'all. So we don't have a release date yet, but it's directed by Steve James. He's the guy that did Hoop Dreams.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's going to be intense.
Most famous sports documentary of all time when it came out was Hoop Dreams.
Yeah.
Bill Walton's life is fascinating.
They're taking it from high school when he played in San Diego. They're taking you through the dead, like you mentioned. The list of cast of characters joining him, Larry Bird, Dr. J, Kareem, you name it.
He was super tight with Bird when he played for the Celtics.
Yeah.
He, of course, wins at Portland. He has the perfect game in the NCAA final. One of the greatest college players of all time. I mean, Bill Walton, I've interviewed him, we all have, dozens of times. One of the great interviews in sports radio as well.
All right, quickly, I want to just mention tomorrow, if you're heading to the United game, I believe it's at 3 o'clock, you can listen right here on 92.9 The Game. So MBS is testing Stake a facial recognition ticket policy.
Yep.
So, and by testing, they're going to pull about 100, 150 people tomorrow and just say, like, hey, would you like to kind of experiment when you want to do it? And then they're going to open it up to the bigger events.
MBS is so far ahead technology-wise of every other stadium, probably in the world. They're the first to go cashless, right?
That's right.
The first ever, by the way, just to make the decision to go like refills and sodas and dollar hot dogs. And just the technology. That stupid survey somebody asked, what's the best stadium in the NFC South? Where was that? That was posted somewhere on
stupid.com.
Bleacher Report. Like, hold on a second. You're talking about three of the worst stadiums in football compared to Mercedes-Benz. I was in Carolina last year for a game. That place is absolutely insignificant. Tampa's nothing. It's old. It's and God bless. I love the drama of the Caesars Superdome, but that place, they needed to blow that up just like they did the Georgia Dome and rebuild it, and they didn't. So
I think that's cool. And plus, you know, the whole getting in with this phone, I get such stress.
So stressful.
I know. Do you guys feel that way?
Oh,
I always
my God.
Like, oh, God, am I going to pull it up, and is it going to work?
Do you follow our app? Are you on this? I get the Suris. You know what Suris is?
What?
It's a Yiddish term for like
heart
stress.
Attack.
Yeah. Anxiety. I get a lot of anxiety. Yes.
All right, quickly, Oren. So we've gotten to know Oren, you know, over the last few weeks or
so. He's having a baby.
He's having his baby. All right, so then on the text one day,
yeah,
he says something I thought was super important, like let's get to know each other. And you have a little program that me and my hubby are.
I don't like to talk
Atlanta
about it.
Eats.
I don't like
Atlanta
to talk
eats.
About it, yes.
So Oren says, why haven't you featured?
Well, because Jonah Hill was there the other day.
Yeah.
And there's a big picture of Jonah Hill at Magic City eating wings. Mm-hmm. Skinny Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, have you covered wings at Magic City? And I said, that's a great question.
Sweet Lou Williams brings up the lemon pepper wings.
Yeah, it's the most. Arguably the most famous.
So why haven't you done that?
Well, it's a very family-oriented. I'm asking a serious question.
Yeah.
Family-oriented show. We're on Saturday nights at 7, Sunday mornings at 10:30. Shared viewing. Do you think we could cover Magic City as a food outlet? Right?
I wonder. I think that should be one of your three strikes, because I wonder what listeners think about
that. Can we cover Magic City and Atlanta Eats, sir? It's kind of self-serving, but that's what I like about it.
that's my favorite story.
It's my favorite topic, me. You know, it feels like a legitimate food conversation.
Yeah.
Like Magic City Wings is something people talk
about. I
think
there's a way to do it. You just maybe can go there at noon.
You know that Alluvia, the restaurant at the Cheetah, mm-hmm. is like a real restaurant.
Yeah.
And you know they're like a nightclub lounge now more than like a, do you know that?
You're adorable.
What?
Spin it, baby.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I'm going to tell you how to do it. You just go in at noon and you tell the girls to put their clothes on.
Right.
So that's how you can shoot.
Magic City is a segment. On Atlanta.
Okay.
By the way, I've never had the wings there, which is kind of crazy. All right, when we come back, I'm excited. Mike Bell is going to be here. I wrote buy or sell for him last night. It's the first buy or sell in 2 years. He'll be right here next to us. But before we do that, the memories of Falcon training camps from years ago, we got a story for you. You do not want to mess when we come back about the most tripped out scenario. But we'll just sit tight.
Yeah.
Falcon training camp didn't always look like this. Sandra and I will tell you about what was a different story. And Mike Bell Live, buy or sell, going to be here as well.
All right, you can listen to every Falcons game along with all the music and news that Atlanta needs right here on the Odyssey app.
Buy or sell, we come back. We're live at Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, every day 9 to 11. We're here. We have worked our way in between two fabulous shows, a few hours away from our host of the afternoon show, Dukes and Bell, and we get to do 2 hours today at Falcons training camp. And coming up, buy or sell, as my kids will tell me, they don't really enjoy my show per se. Our demographic is not near, you know, like an 11-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, right? But they love buy or sell.
I heard Bobby in the car yesterday. I love by yourself.
That's so cute. So Mike Bell is with us. He's going to teach us the ropes.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
At this station, right?
Yeah,
right.
Man. Well, again, the thing about you, my brother, is you're an amazing talent. You too, Sandy. Sporty Spice. You finally get a chance for all of North Georgia to hear you.
Yes.
We always joke around unlimited power.
Do you know what it was like driving here today?
Right.
And at Flowery Branch, the station is booming. Right. Or I knew I was coming on. Nobody knew yet, but I was going up to Lake Burton, or we were driving, and I was like, dude, this is crazy.
Right.
I've been on the air 25 years in Atlanta and have never had more than like a little bit of a hamster,
right.
You know, wheel drive. Right. The signal and the station we were at, 790 The Zone, one of the worst signals in the history of America.
You like, couldn't hear us at Perimeter Mall at 5:30 during football season, which, you know.
Yeah, the sun come up. When the sun wouldn't come up, our show literally wouldn't come on the air until 8 o'clock.
Right.
Anyway, you've been here with Carl for how many years?
Yeah, we started back in 2014. We got our 8th anniversary, actually, was just a few weeks ago.
And with day one of the station, right?
No, Carl started. He was an initial.
Okay.
Him and Cordell Stewart started in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
Then I came on in July of 14.
Well, the best drive home in the city, no question. I was laughing because I said, I've never worked with a guy that Most, you know, Sandra and I are like, 4 hours. No, we'd like to do three. F2, even better. Mike Bell has a different theory. More of me, more of me, right?
I'm reading the Mel Brooks autobiography. It's all about me. So, yes, I've never had a problem.
Somebody told me that's a great read,
yeah,
by the way.
I was thinking about you when I got it the other day. It's you'll love it. It's
any other Jewish friends you were thinking about?
Yeah, you came top of the list.
Yeah. So
I think
this guy does.
Can I just say that I think that Mike Bell is the most talented sports talk radio host I have ever heard.
Oh, stop it, please. Anyone, I'm saying stop it, I'm waving. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
I promise you, I have always said, because you can talk about so much, you have such a quick wit. I think you're kind and you're funny and you just get it.
Oh, thanks. Well, again, since we're sitting here throwing bouquets, I was just talking to a couple of the guys out there, and Jarvis was asking me how long have you known Sandra? I said, well, she actually graduated from FSU 4 years ahead of me, but you've been always a great help. When I first started new TV at Fox, and you were such a help to, first off, for everything from showing you and Pam Oliver telling me how to put makeup on,
yeah,
so I look like a raccoon on television.
That's true.
To
that's
everything else we've had a chance to
well,
do.
Well, I just think the
fun.
World of you.
I
this
love
is
you, baby.
Wonderful. Did you not know this was happening, too? They didn't tell you this show was coming, and we weren't allowed to say
no, you. Because you steak knows you can't tell me anything. I can't keep a secret. I mean, I talk.
That's
if I had the nuclear codes, man, we'd all be speaking Russian right
that's
now.
Right.
This is it.
So we're going to play buy or sell in a second. I do want to mention that we have been to Falcons training camp when it looked nothing like this. We were together at Furman in South Carolina when they were doing, like, triple sessions, right?
Right.
And Ray Buchanan had a tricked-out golf cart. Remember, they were
yes.
all in golf carts.
Yep, had the gold rims and everything else.
Oh,
yep.
Dude, how funny! And then one of them wiped out and almost. It was a free for all, right? And Jamal was holding out 1 year.
Yeah, there was a holdout. I mean, remember, everything was so wonderful in '98. It was sublime. '99 was unbelievably terrible. And
yes.
2000
yeah.
was kind of much of the same.
Yeah, no, we're coming off the. He's holding out, and Dan Reeves is ticked off. They finally signed him,
yep.
And then Mike Bell. I'll never forget being on the air with him. The grasshopper theory that they threw. Was it Tony Graziani?
I was on the sideline. We did a trip. We took the Dirty Bird to Dallas. We took 100 listeners to the Cowboys Monday night game against the Falcons. That night, and I asked Carl, because Carl grew up in South Texas, this is a phenomenon. Sometimes in high school games, the crickets are attracted by the light. The crickets, they come into Texas Stadium. They don't come out. So I'm right next to the famous Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and they've literally got cricket juice on their boots.
Oh, my God.
You can't see it on television.
The whole field's got crickets.
The field has got crickets. To this day, I feel that Jamal blew out his ACL on like two or three crickets.
I don't know if you remember this.
Never
also,
heard that.
The old AstroTurf. There was like a doormat.
We throw a flea flicker, Tony Graziani, I believe, that is dropped by Chris Callaway. Remember
correct.
The old Giants?
Correct.
And if he had caught that play, we would have been down the 10-yard line. He drops it. The next play, we give it to Jamal, blows out his knee, and it was over.
We lost Chris Chandler in week one to the Vikings, and we lost Jamal in week two.
Right. And we had the Jamal Anderson show I hosted from $3 Cafe. Like, we signed the biggest guy in the NFL,
right.
and then it's like, well, so much for that show. Sponsors are like, we're not going to have Jamal Anderson, but we are going to have Fred Anderson, right? and Mike Bell goes, it's the crickets. It's definitely the crickets. It screwed things up.
To this day. And by the way, you could argue that we were the team, in part, that helped to kill Monday Night Football on ABC. We had three games that year on Monday night.
Arthur,
that drew some of the worst numbers ever.
We played a game in St. Louis against the Rams.
Right.
We lost so badly. We brought a bunch of listeners to it. Arthur Blank wrote an article in the AJC wrote a letter
yep.
apologizing to ABC and the fans.
It's true.
Was that crazy?
It's true.
Yeah, it's all
no,
right.
99. Again, that and the Bobby Petrino of 07, the two
oh
lost seasons.
God.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Unbelievable. All right, let's play buy or sell. So you know how this works. It's not very complicated.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to
learn by doing.
Yes. Buy or sell, enjoying the designated hitter. Buy or sell.
Oh, finally. Yes, yes, yes. Buy.
Yeah, I hated it for years. I'm a National League guy, but now, especially in 2020, I turned to it and I said, you know what? It's especially helping the Braves. Yeah, I'm on board.
Buy or sell junior mints?
No, I don't care for mints. No, negative. Negative. That's a sell.
It's kind of a waste, junior mints.
It's kind of it's more of a candy than a mint, is it?
Yeah,
not,
it doesn't do it for
it's
me.
Not, it's not a go-to for me, but sell.
Buy. buy or sell.
I'm so exhausted being single. It is so much upkeep. I have to wear makeup all the time, like during the day. I used to go out during the day in my 20s without makeup on, and I was like, you know what? If I meet the man I'm meant to be with, he'll like see me for me. I'm 34 now, and I'm like, wear your mask. Like, every day is Halloween for you.
Buy or sell Nikki Glaser. Buy or sell.
You know, growing on me, I'll say half a buy.
Okay. I think she is absolutely hilarious until it takes one step further. I call it the Mike Bell rule, because Mike Bell will take that joke one step, right, and I go, you got to go there.
No, I know that rule.
So I got to tell you. So I'm actually going to sell, because it gets
rude. Did you see her last special?
I can't do it.
That HBO special, which it was, it's not only that, I know she's going for shock value.
Right. Almost like Chelsea Handler a little bit, right?
Totally. And Chelsea Handler, by the way, no one was more unpleasant. We interviewed all those guys, Bill Burr, Chelsea Handler, what's his name? Louis C.K.
Right.
Back in the day.
Right.
Nobody was nastier than Chelsea Handler coming. You don't want to do a radio show in the morning?
Right. So
show up.
All right. Heather McMahon, who is a sports fan and lives
and
here
Atlanta,
in Atlanta, if you're listening, we love you. And please come on our show, because she is the funniest thing going.
Buy or sell, trading Will Smith did not bother you, Sandra.
One ounce.
Buy.
Yeah, I got to buy. I mean, Carl and I, we argued this every single day last year until he finally showed up in October and got the job done. Wore me out, man, like Mitch Williams, old Philly fans.
Stresses me out.
And Jake Odorizzi, we'll see. He'll pitch this weekend, right? When he pitches?
Mm-hmm.
In
the doubleheader.
Tomorrow night.
Right. Right. Buy or sell. Hawks finish in the top four in the East. Buy or sell.
I'll say buy. I think it's going to be really dynamic with DeJounte Murray. I still wanted to see if we get another piece, but it seems like him and John Collins got like a damn man. One video.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Buy or sell, top four.
Buy, and I'm praying.
Yeah, listen, I think the East is loaded. It's going to be tough. Heat, Celtics, Bucks.
Right.
Maybe we slide in four or five. Buy or sell, Mike Smith was the Falcons' best coach. Mike Smith. Forget about Arthur, because it's starting.
Work in progress.
That's a really good one. So I'm probably going to go with Dan Reeves.
Okay.
Because wasn't Mike Smith only 1-3 in the playoffs, 1-4 in the playoffs? I'm going to say Dan Reeves. I'm going to sell. Sorry, I don't even have the numbers.
I love Dan Reeves, but Smitty's a sweetheart of a guy. If you go purely by wins, and again, getting the first back-to-back winning seasons and all the benchmarks that he hit, I'll go with Mike Smith. Smitty, and by percentage-wise, it's
I think you said the right name, though, Sandra, too. It's Dan Reeves to me, or Coach Smith, probably. Remember, we had never had back-to-back winning years. He had a consistent run here. Great personality.
Okay,
great.
Based on those two, where would you place Bobby Petrino?
The single worst moment. The single worst moment, and there's been a lot of bad ones.
Guy had a charisma bypass at birth.
No doubt.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf? Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Buy or sell meatloaf.
I love meatloaf, and my mommy's
meatloaf.
And she's listening right now. Shout out to Joelle.
What makes her meatloaf so good?
Oh, it's secret ingredients of yumminess. Black butter.
I normally say sell. My mom was she struggled with her meatloaf. It was like the old
Your mom was the worst cook ever.
She was. It's like George Carlin. Looks like meat, looks like cake. Must be meat cake. I'm going to say sell.
I'm a huge meatloaf. You're probably not surprised. I am a huge meatloaf guy.
God.
I love the veal meatloaf. Not around anymore.
Buckhead Diner. I was going to say piece. Buckhead Diner
Rest
on Piedmont.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. All right. We can see. Here's what Mike Bell goes to. Buy or sell ABBA. Buy or sell ABBA.
Funny you should ask. I was in a band that did a cover of ABBA SOS.
No Come way. On.
We did a heavy metal version of SOS.
It was SOS, right.
Hey, well, you need me, baby. Can you hear me? SOS.
I've seen the footage of him in that band. He weighed like 90 pounds.
I did. I was like a mustache on a stick.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So you're buying?
I'm buying ABBA.
I'm buying it all
great
day.
Tunes.
Yes, love it.
Buy or sell Brunswick Stew. Buy or sell.
Buy it all day. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, you really again, this is the steak. Chowder, stew, a bisque. That's the whole world that was introduced to me by steak.
Yeah.
Yes, I buy it.
Soup is one of the most important elements of my entire life. But Brunswick stew, that okra throws me a little bit. I'm not an okra guy.
No okra.
Who's putting okra in Brunswick stew?
I see it in there, no?
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think
so. Please don't.
They did it wrong.
Don't kill the
messenger. Buy or sell, you have no problem with the live tour. Buy or sell, you have no problem with the live tour.
You know what? Who's going to say no? As Carl said the other day on the radio, do you really care where the money comes from that's in your checking account?
Right.
You know, I mean, yes, blood money, technically.
So but don't have a problem with buy or sell.
I wish the PGA would have it pivoted and handle it worse, but no, at this point, who cares?
Don't have a problem?
No problem.
Right.
Not
you watched the shenanigans
all.
Last weekend with at the Trump course, and and they have a thing where they let Bruce Gallis sent me this. They put it in a pro-am where they heckle you when you go up to hit, and Ivanka Trump and all these others. So as you're about to hit, they have these guys. It's part of like the energy and the fun of just like of taking it in a different place.
Right.
And by the way, who are we to say when somebody hands you $140 million that's going to change four generations of your family,
right,
that you have to, like, okay, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson,
And I don't have to win a tournament.
And I don't have to work that hard.
And I play one less round a week. I mean, look, in a perfect world, the PGA would have stepped up with the coin.
PGA's too uptight for me.
Yeah, they missed the mark on this. I mean, again, Phil, had Phil not said what he said, it might have been a little bit different.
We've got to move fast.
Go, go.
Helen, Georgia, buy or sell?
Buy. Love it. Went last year.
Not my thing, Steak. I'm going to sell.
Buy or sell.
They have beer there.
Getting a great tan still matters.
Yes, again, you got to tan responsibly, kids. You got to work it. You build up using 50 SPF. I wear those shirts too on when I'm fishing. But yes, professional
tan. Yes, getting a tan still matters. By yourself.
Stupid tanning and my 1,800 skin cancers.
Well, again, you've got to be proactive. Fat tan equals muscle, Sandra.
Listen,
I was going to say you can lose 15 pounds and you can get a great tan.
Do you understand?
I always choose the tan.
Fat guy with a tan looks better than a fat guy without a tan.
No
doubt. We used to wear baby oil and sit on the roof like idiots. So there you go.
80s.
All right, we're gonna skip to Brady. Tom Brady will win a playoff game this year. Buy or sell?
Yeah, the Bucs are gonna win one at least. Yeah.
The answer is yes, and it aggravates me. I can't wait to see after third down and Julio taps out, and Tom Brady's like, "Excuse me."
Yeah, when Julio
plays, what you're doing?
He should be down about 20% of the snaps now.
Yeah, 50-50 will be here for week 5. Zero chance
exactly.
Julio's here for week 18.
Exactly.
That's going to make me crazy watching Julio if he has any success.
Oh,
over there.
Those two are like peanut butter and jelly walking around right
are
now.
Are they?
You've seen them. They're eating together. They're set the sidelines together.
Real quick, Buddy Barr's Rick Stroud down in Tampa was writing. They might use Julio in the slot as sort of a poor man's Gronk because he could get him. He's effective in that part. If he's
strong enough. Yeah, strong enough correct. To play over the middle. Finally, this song. Are you tired of this song? Are you tired of it? Buy or sell. It's kind of a cliched. Either you're like, never play this at the wedding or always. Kind of like a couple of others. But Super Freak Rick James. Tired of it. Buy or sell.
Never tired of it. I love it. Never. Bye. I love this.
Tired
I'm not
of
tired
this song.
No, I love Rick James. By the way, you and I is the champ. That's when you got to get it. But no, who doesn't love this song? It's a roller skate to this thing. Bye, bye, bye.
All right. That's buy or sell. Mikey Mike.
Thanks, brother. Buddy. So glad to have you guys on the team, man.
And listen, I hope you play again with us. But this worked out great.
Yes, sir.
Here. So, Sandy, how do we feel about buy or sell today?
I love buy or sell always, and I love Mike Bell. So,
come here, let's make out.
All right, when we come back, we'll play three strikes. Also,
who's HR at 92?
Cordarrelle Patterson yesterday. Mic'd up. Did you hear him mic'd up yesterday?
No.
He's having fun. Coach Smith's having fun. We're live at Falcons. It's Steak and Sandra. This is the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Meet Allison, teammate at Truist Bank.
Hi.
She was born to care, and she always had your back.
You could say that.
Like that time back in the mid-'80s when she spotted Stacy Kaminsky with her new perm, and a car was coming, about to hit a puddle. So Allison jumps in front of the splash just in time to protect Stacy's fresh curls.
Look, I had to do it. A wet perm just doesn't work.
Today, Allison's a teammate at Truist, the bank that starts with care. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Learn more at truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
AIM.
.10:43. This is the Steakhouse live at Falcons. Steak and Sandra, thanks so much to Mike Bell stopping by. Wes Durham was here. Talk to Andy Bunker coming up in a few minutes as well. Kyle Pitts, the highest drafted tight end in NFL history. And a leader on this team. He'll be joining them right after 12 o'clock, so that's big news. We're in this palatial, beautiful setup here at Flowery Branch for the Falcons, and we are so excited about it on day number 2 of the Steakhouse. Remind everybody how you can listen to this show if you're not around 9 to 11. Go to the Odyssey app and then go to the shows. Go to 92.9 when you go to the Odyssey app. Once you get to 92.9, you can get every show, and they'll have a rewind from today's show will be on there after we get off the air. So every day you can listen. You get up at 3 a.m. and you want to hear our show from the day before. You can do that. You can do that with all the shows. So get the Odyssey app just like my mom. She's going to be on next week, I hope, right?
Oh, I love
gonna
that.
Going to get Volley on because she's listening on the app. Mm-hmm. She told me you did so well yesterday,
she's
Steven.
So sweet.
You did so well. So we'll hear from her. She's on the app, and you should be as well. Also, follow us on Instagram and the radio station at Steak Shapiro, S-T-E-A-K. A lot of great food, a little bit of sports. At Sports Sandra, she's there. As well as we told you, we're coming here for pristine, great breakdowns, unbelievable, accurate information. Unfortunately, you stumbled into the wrong place.
You know, just wait a while and go to Andy and Randy. Yes. They will have much more
They're much more knowledgeable than us. If you want to know where to get a good cheese blintz.
Right, or yeah. Talk about ABBA. Yes. This is you're in the right place.
I do want to mention yesterday,
yes.
Like the energy around here, I get it's training camp. I've covered 25 of these, so there's always good. Just like spring training, how many have we covered there? There's always good energy when you have no record, right? Especially when you're not supposed to be great and you're 0-0 and whatever it is. But yesterday, Cordero Patterson set the mood. He was mic'd up, and him and Coach Smith, I think, have a great rapport. Here is a little bit of that from yesterday.
I'll try to stay away from everybody, man. Stay in my lane.
That's why you wore black pants today. That's why he's not wearing white.
They're getting
he's after. Really nice, too.
Listen, they committed to him. Cordero Patterson had the greatest year of his career, decided to come back here where we're not supposed to be a great team necessarily wins and loss-wise. I think Arch Smith loved the energy. They love the versatility. He's the kind of guy they want that brings that kind of energy. The matchups and the competition level, talking to Coach Smith, he's not faking it. Last year did not provide him the level of competition with young guys and the skill set. Now you have two draft classes behind you. These guys are going to be the future of the team. A lot of that will play out over the next couple of weeks. Now, next Friday night, we're in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Wes Durham joined us earlier. I'm fascinated by seeing what this draft class from this year and last year is about, and just in general, a quarterback situation where we frankly don't know what we're going to be getting out of Marcus Mariota. It's so easy to sit here and say he's going to be better than anybody thinks, but there's a reason that his career has gone the way it is, so we just don't know. And the
fact that Mike Smith worked with him already and likes him a lot, and then hearing Jake Matthews talk about Marcus Mariota, listen, is he coming in here to save the program? That's not his job. He's
right.
Winning. We want him to win us some games early. And then.
Well, how about watching Desmond Ridder, though, in the scrimmage next week?
I want to go see him right now.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Because all I hear about is, gosh, that's him. Like, he's Matt Ryan, by the way, if you walked up to him in the mall, I have bigger shoulders than Matt Ryan.
Right, but he's 6'5".
He's 6'5". Don't be like that.
But
I'm a short girl. I'm just talking about when we see him out here, his body and how,
yeah.
You know, to bulk up a little bit. Because, I don't know, Matt got sacked 44 times this season. So.
Well, your point is that he looks slight.
They say he's slight. Yeah.
Obviously, watching the draft class coming in, mm-hmm. Troy Anderson, Abikate, Desmond Ridder, D'Angelo Malone, who was on this radio station, Tyler Allgeier, who could be actually running the ball alongside Cordero Patterson. So Allgeier's a guy that they have high hopes
Mike
for.
Mike Bell saw Allgeier run, and they were very impressed.
Everyone's talking about that.
Yep.
Can Richie Grant take the next level? Jalen Mayfield, that's last year's class. Taequann Graham. So these are the guys that really are in the height of competition that need to take the next step. And, again, other than Drake London, who has been everything you could ask for out of your top pick, what is the wide receiver position going to look like? So a lot of questions to be answered. But, listen, you got to have more than 18 sacks. I mean, that number is – it's embarrassing.
Sad.
It's humiliating. And, mm-hmm. and then when you get sacked the other way, it's amazing you won 7 games when you're getting sacked more than anybody else and you had the fewest sacks. So that's a testament to how you did in close games. Let's see the progress that happens. All right, you ready to play three strikes?
Yes, please.
Three strikes questions. First one is, you went to a place last night that you've been going to for 25 years.
The Treehouse. It's one of the staples in Atlanta.
In Buckhead. Yes.
Yeah.
So give me the restaurant that you've been going to the longest. Mm-hmm. The restaurant that you've been going to the longest. Kyle Pitts is coming on. My favorite tight end.
Hey
and
now.
Preferably not a regular pro bowler. Like everybody, I grew up with Russ Francis of the Patriots, mm-hmm. playing with Steve Grogan. Algie Crumpler has been a buddy of mine for years. How much fun was he? My favorite tight end, like a tight end blast from the past, because that's always a fun, interesting position. And your first car. Your first car.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. I just figured because
Ray Buchanan and the ride. Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it was.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Ray Buchanan talking about it. And also for folks who haven't heard three strikes, they're new to our show, that's a good standard three strikes question.
Right.
Give me your first car. So I'm going to put that up here in a second. But the restaurant you've been going to the longest.
Let's give everybody the phone number. 404-741-0929. That's 404-741-0929. We'll line you up. And if you just want to say hey and play a little three strikes. And Andy, I believe, is going to hop up in break. And
I think we gave him a migraine. He wasn't here yesterday.
That's what he said. I said we do that to most people.
Yes.
So
and then we'll get up the phone lines in just a second. How do you feel about day two. You feel more
so much better today. Plus, you know, I always like being on remotes. I always like to travel with the show. It's more fun. Eric is here, has a cool bucket hat on that I'm about to go snag.
Yeah.
All that going on.
No, and he says he knows where all the bodies are buried. So
did you see what he was like? Come over here. I got you. Get in the building. We'll get you the Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
You got to stick with Eric. Yeah. Eric knows.
He totally hooked us up.
Yeah,
so
did.
That was awesome. All right. So, you know me technically. I think I'm
I told you we were going to have to, Oren, you may have to shout it out to
us. Just put it on. Oh, here it is. Phone lines are up here, right. But I don't see names.
Here we go.
Yet.
Freaking out. Anybody? Freaking out. 404-741-0929. I'm going to play.
All right. You
the
could,
restaurant that I've been to.
Hold on, hold on. You can put it up on text because we have a new system here. I'm trying to get the phone calls up.
Okay.
I think we have full lines. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Is there a restaurant you've been going to longer than any other?
That's Treehouse was last night. That's one of the first restaurants
you have one back home?
In Panama City. Schooners, Panama City Beach, locals, yep.
Schooners.
Mm-hmm. Fresh, best grouper you'll eat in Panama City. There you go. You're welcome.
What was your first car?
Volkswagen. Purple Volkswagen Beetlebug.
You're styling.
I know.
And my favorite tight end?
Tony Gonzalez.
See, that's not, you didn't play right. I wanted somebody more obscure.
But he's so handsome.
I don't want an ongoing.
Jim Jensen.
Jim Jensen.
Yeah, there you go. There.
Good for you.
You know, Sarah. I used to date Jim Jensen.
Serious?
Yeah, don't be all like that.
What was that like? Was he
was great. He was in the TV department. I never dated an athlete, but he was on TV with me, and he was lovely.
All right, 404-741-0929. We ready to go, Oren? Eric in Roswell. How you doing, Eric? I don't know what's going on there, brother. Give me the rest.
Turn down your radio, Eric.
Come on now.
Don't yell at him.
You know I get frustrated. Restaurant you've been going to the longest. The restaurant you've been going to the longest. Okay, this is a hot.
I've never heard of that.
This is a little bit of a hot mess. Zach in Atlanta. Let's make steaks blood pressure come down. The restaurant you've been going to the longest.
We can't hear him, Oren. I don't know if it's supposed to be hearing him.
And now he hung up. This is. What always happens at the end of our show?
Don't freak out.
We've had a great. It hasn't been a good show.
It's
been a great
show
until this moment here.
Don't be like that.
Well,
it's gonna be fine. Everybody, take a breath.
My favorite tight end. There've been so many. Reggie Kelly, good dude. Reggie Kelly, great guy and a chef as well. Steve, you're on three strikes. The restaurant that you've been going to the longest. Please put us out of our pain right here.
Marlo's Tavern.
Marlo's a great spot.
Great spot.
My favorite tight end, Steve. What is it for you?
Darren Waller. Played basketball with him.
Yeah. Obviously become a stud in the NFL. First car.
A red Vega hatchback.
Red Vega hatchback.
Nice.
Hey, Tom in Lawrenceville, you're on three strikes. The restaurant that you've been going to the longest.
Hey, glad you guys are back on the air.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Does he not want to play?
No, I can barely hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Restaurant you've been going to the longest.
Oh, that's got to be my mom's kitchen.
Give me your favorite tight end.
Does Jessica Alba count?
Oh, there you go. And your very first car. Your first car.
It was a big wheel.
All right, so he's playing here. He's telling jokes. Hey, Blake and Mariette, I can see you up here on my board. This is so exciting. Restaurant you've been going to the longest. Blake, the restaurant you've been going to the longest.
OK Cafe down in Buckhead, man.
That is a staple if ever there was one. Still a power breakfast spot if ever there was one. My favorite tight end, old school preferably, a name, a blast from the past. My favorite tight end. Who do you got?
Got to be my guy, Tom Covington, Georgia Tech's 1990 National Championship team.
Wow,
nice.
Going back with the Noles there. What's your first car? Do you know backup tight end when I was growing up to Russ Francis was Don Hasselbeck? Don Hasselbeck.
Is that?
That's Matt's.
And Tim.
And Tim's daddy.
Oh, my
Matt
gosh.
And Tim's daddy was tight end.
Oh, gosh,
Papers.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, you say Larry and Brazelton. Hey, Larry, you're on three strikes.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, buddy, restaurant you've been going to the longest.
Welcome to 92.9, if you guys can hear me.
We can
hear you.
Thank you,
buddy. We're excited.
I can hear you.
All right, restaurant you've been going to the longest.
Fleming's Steakhouse.
Which one? Say it again.
Is that a familiar one to you?
Flemings. Oh, I love Flemings.
Old school Flemings. My favorite tight end. My favorite tight end.
I would say Dane Novacek from the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, part of the Super Bowl run, many of them. What was your first car?
A 1961 Chevy panel Apache truck with a 235 and a 3-speed on the column. How about that one?
Oh, my
wow.
gosh.
Good one, buddy.
That's a good one, yeah.
All right, so we did okay. We got through it.
We recovered.
Yeah, we recovered.
No one got screamed at.
Mentally,
out,
emotionally.
So
I'm not going to say my first car, by the way, because you will.
I will.
It's not the brand you want to hear.
What
like,
is it?
In terms of me and the show.
My Mercedes.
And, no, it's not a Mercedes.
BMW.
I'm not.
Audi.
When we come back, we'll get ready for Andy and
Rolls
Randy.
Rolls Royce.
This is day two of the Steakhouse. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.